Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 35, South India, Episode 7, The Tattva Vadis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at Udupi, the place of Madhva Acharya, where the philosophers known as Tattvavadis resided. There, Sri Krishna Chaitanya saw the deity of Lord Krishna and became mad with ecstasy. While at the Udupi monastery, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Dancing Gopal, a most beautiful deity. This deity had appeared to Madhva Acharya in a dream, and Madhva Acharya had somehow or other acquired this deity of Krishna from a heap of Gopi Chandan that had been transported in a boat. Madhva Acharya brought this Dancing Gopal deity to Udupi and installed him in the temple. And to date, the followers of Madhva Acharya, known as Tattvavadis, worship this deity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received great pleasure in seeing this beautiful form of Gopal. For a long time, Lord Chaitanya danced and chanted in ecstatic love. But when they first saw Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the Tattvavadi Vaishnavas considered Lord Chaitanya to be a Mayavadi sannyasi, and therefore they did not talk to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then later, after seeing Lord Chaitanya in ecstatic love, they were indeed struck with wonder. Then, considering Sri Krishna Chaitanya to be an actual Vaishnava, the Tattvavadis gave Lord Chaitanya a nice reception. Lord Chaitanya could understand that the Tattvavadis were very proud of their Vaishnavism. Lord Chaitanya thus smiled and began speaking to them, considering them very proud. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus began his discussion. The chief acharya of the Tattvavad community was very learned in the revealed scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then humbly questioned this chief acharya. "I do not know very well the aim of life and how to achieve it. So please tell me of the best ideal for humanity and how to attain it." "Yes, I will answer your question. When the activities of the four castes and four ashramas are dedicated to Krishna, they constitute the best means whereby one can attain the highest goal of life. And when one dedicates the duties of Varna Ashram Dharma to Krishna, one is then eligible for five kinds of liberation. Thus, one is transferred to the spiritual world in Vaikuntha. This is the highest goal of life and the verdict of all revealed scriptures." "My dear Acharya, according to the verdict of the Shastras, the process of hearing and chanting is the best means to attain loving service to Krishna. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedanam Iti Pumsarpita Vishnau Bhaktischain Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavati Adha Tanmanyeditam Uttamam." This process entails hearing, chanting, and remembering the holy name, form, pastimes, qualities, and entourage of Lord Krishna. Also, offering service according to the time, place, and performer. Worshipping the deity of Krishna. Offering prayers to Krishna. Always considering oneself to be the eternal servant of Krishna. Making friends with Krishna. And ultimately dedicating everything unto Krishna. These nine items of devotional service, when directly offered to Krishna, constitute the highest attainment of life, and this is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. when one comes to the platform of loving service to Lord Krishna by executing these 9 processes, beginning with hearing and chanting, then one has attained the 5th platform of success and the limit of life's goals. Evam vratak svapriya nama kirtya jatan rago dhurta chitta uchchai hasati ato rodati rauti gayati unmadavan nrityati lokabhaya. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to the devotee, one becomes agitated and loudly chants the holy name. One also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. My dear Acharya, in every revealed scripture, there is condemnation of fruitive activities. Everywhere it is advised that one should give up engagement in fruitive activities, for by executing fruitive activities, no one can attain the highest goal of life, which is love of Godhead. Adhyayaivam gunan doshan, maya dishtan api swakan, dharman sant yajya ya sarvan, mang bhajet sacha satamah. Occupational duties are described in the religious scriptures, but if one analyzes them, one can fully understand their qualities and faults and then give them up completely in order to render service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A person who does so is considered to be a first-class human being. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo mokshayish yami ma shucha. One should thus abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto Krishna. Krishna shall deliver anyone from all sinful reactions, so one should not be fearful. Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matkata sravanadalva sraddha yavana jayate. As long as one is not satiated by fruitive activity and has not yet awakened one's taste for devotional service by Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno, then one has to act according to the regulative principles of the Vedic injunctions. Pure devotees reject the 5 kinds of liberation. Indeed, for pure devotees, liberation is very insignificant, and that is because they see it as hellish. Salokya sarshti samipya sarupyai katvam api uta diyamanang na gurnanti vina matsevanang janaha. Pure devotees always reject the 5 kinds of liberation, which include living in the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, possessing the same opulences as those possessed by the Supreme Lord, having the same bodily features as that of the Lord, associating with the Lord, and merging into the body of the Lord. And so, the pure devotees do not accept these benedictions without the service of the Lord. Yo dustyajang shiti sutta swajanartha dharan pratyang sriyang suravarai sadayava lokam naichan nirpastad uchitang mahatang madu dvit sevanu rakta manasam abava api falgu. It is very difficult to give up material opulence, land, children, society, friends, riches, wife, or even the blessings of the goddess of fortune, which are desired even by great demigods. Nevertheless, King Bharata did not desire such things, and this was quite befitting his position, because for a pure devotee like King Bharata, whose mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord, even the liberation of merging into the existence of the Lord is insignificant. And what to speak of material opportunities? Narayana para sarve na kutaschana vibhyati svarga pavarga narakeshu api tuliartha darshanaha. A person who is an actual devotee of Lord Narayana is not afraid of any hellish condition, because the devotee considers that exactly like elevation to the heavenly planets or even liberation. The devotees of Lord Narayana are accustomed to see all these things as being on the same level. Both liberation and fruitive activity are rejected by pure devotees. But you are trying to establish these things as life's goal and the process for attaining it. Seeing that I am a mendicant in the renounced order of life, you must have been playing with me in a duplicitous way, for you have not actually described the process and ultimate objective. After hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Acharya of the Tattvavada Sampradaya became very much ashamed. Upon observing Lord Chaitanya's rigid faith in Vaishnavism, the Acharya was struck with wonder. Then the Tattvavadi Acharya replied to Lord Chaitanya, "Yes, what you have said is certainly factual. It is the conclusion of all revealed scriptures of the Vaishnavas. Still, whatever Madhva Acharya has established as the formula for our party, we thus practice as our party policy. My dear Acharya of the Tattvavadi community, both the fruitive worker and the speculative philosopher are considered non-devotees, but yet we see both elements present in your sampradaya. The only qualification that I see in your sampradaya is that you accept the form of the Lord as truth." Thus, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke the pride of the Tattvavadis to pieces. Then, Lord Chaitanya went to the holy place known as Phalgu Tirtha. The following are comments on this section by Srila Prabhupada. According to the Tattvavadis, the best process for achieving the highest goal of life is to execute the duties of the four varnas and ashramas. In the material world, unless one is situated in one of the varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, one cannot manage social affairs properly in order to attain the ultimate goal. One also has to follow the principles of the ashramas, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. For these principles are considered essential for the attainment of the highest goal. In this way, the Tattvavadis establish that the execution of the principles of Varna and Ashram for the sake of Krishna is the best way to attain the topmost goal. The Tattvavadis thus establish their principles in terms of human society. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu differed when Lord Chaitanya said that the best process is hearing and chanting about Lord Vishnu. According to the Tattvavadis, the highest goal is returning home back to Godhead. But in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion, the highest goal is attaining love of Godhead, either in the material world or in the spiritual world. In the material world, this is practiced according to Shastric injunction, And in the spiritual world, the real achievement is already there. Everyone is after success in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately merging into the existence of Brahman. These are the general practices of the common man. But according to the strict principles of the Vedas, the highest attainment is to rise to the platform of Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is confirmed in the second shloka of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmatsaranang Satang Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu Shivadang Tapa Trayon Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite King Va Paraya Ishvaraha Sadyo Hridi Avarudyate Tra Kriti B Shushru Shudhis Tat Kshanat. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Srila Vyasadeva, is sufficient in itself for God realization. So what is the need of any other scripture? For as soon as one attentively and submissively hears this message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within one's heart. This verse of Srimad Bhagavatam rejects as a cheating process all religious activities which aim at achieving materialistic goals, including dharma, artha, kama, and even moksha or liberation. According to the original Bhagavatam commentator, Sridhar Swami, the material conception of success, namely moksha or liberation, is desired by those still in material existence. However, devotees, not being situated in material existence, have no desire for liberation. A devotee is always liberated in all stages of life because the devotee is always engaged in one of the 9 items of devotional service headed by Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting about Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy holds that devotional service to Krishna always exists in everyone's heart. It simply has to be awakened by the process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Uddai. When a person is always engaged in devotional service, one's eternal relationship with the Lord in the servant-master relationship is thus awakened. In the Vedas, there are 3 khandas or divisions: Karma Khanda, Jnana Khanda, Upasana Khanda. The Karma Khanda portion stresses the execution of fruitive activities, although ultimately it is advised that one abandon both Karma Khanda and Jnana Khanda and accept only Upasana Khanda or Bhakti Khanda. One cannot attain love of Godhead by executing Karma Khanda or Jnana Khanda, but by dedicating one's karma or fruitive activities to the Supreme Lord, one may then be relieved from the polluted mind. And becoming free from mental pollution, this helps elevate one to the spiritual platform. However, one then needs the association of a pure devotee, for only by a pure devotee's association can one become a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. When one comes to the stage of pure devotional service, the process of Shravanam Kirtanam is very essential. And by executing the 9 items of devotional service, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam, one is completely purified. Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavritam. Then only is one able to execute Krishna's orders in the Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava madbhakto madyaji mang namaskuru mam e vaishyasi satyang te prati jane priyosi me sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva papibhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. And I promise you this because you, Arjuna, are my very dear friend. You should abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me, for I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear, do not worry, do not hesitate. In this way, one develops one's original constitutional position of rendering loving service to the Lord. So one cannot be elevated to the highest platform of devotional service by either karma kanda or jnana kanda, for pure devotional service can be understood and attained only through the association of pure devotees. In this regard, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that there are 2 types of karmakanda activities, namely pious and impious. Pious activities are certainly better than impious activities, but even pious activities cannot help one achieve ecstatic love of God, Krishna. Pious and impious activities bring about material happiness and distress. But there is no possibility of one's becoming a pure devotee simply by acting piously or impiously. For bhakti or devotional service simply means satisfying Krishna. In every revealed scripture, whether stressing jnana kanda or karma kanda, the principle of renunciation is always praised. The ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, is the supreme Vedic evidence. And in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is thus stated, Naishkarmyam api achyuta bhava varjitam Nashobhate jnanam alang niranjanam kutak punak shasvad abhadram ishvare nacharpitang karma yad api akaranam. Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God. What then is the use of fruitive activities which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? So this means that even knowledge which is superior to fruitive activity is not successful if it is devoid of devotional service. Throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, middle, and end, karmakanda and jnanakanda are condemned. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out to the Tattvavadi Acharya, who belonged to the Madhva Acharya Sampradaya, that the general behavior of the Tattvavadis did not favor pure devotional service, which must be devoid of the taints of fruitive activity and speculative knowledge. As far as fruitive activity is concerned, The contamination is the desire for elevation to a higher standard of material life. And for speculative knowledge, the contamination is the desire to merge into the existence of the Absolute Truth. The Tattvavada Sampradaya of the Madhva Acharya school sticks to the principle of Varna Ashram Dharma, which involves fruitive activity. Their ultimate goal, mukti, is simply a form of material desire. Therefore, the pure devotee should be free from all kinds of material desire. The pure devotee simply engages in the service of the Lord. Nonetheless, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased that the Madhva Acharya Sampradaya or the Tattvavad Sampradaya accepted the transcendental form of the Lord. And that is the great qualification of all the Vaishnava Sampradayas. However, it is the Mayavad Sampradaya that does not accept the transcendental form of the Lord. And if a Vaishnava Sampradaya is also carried away by that impersonal attitude, then that Sampradaya has no position whatsoever. It is a fact that there are many so-called Vaishnavas whose ultimate aim is to merge into the existence of the Lord. For example, the Sahajiya philosophy is to become one with the Supreme. Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out that Sri Madhavendra Puri accepted Madhva Acharya only because his Sampradaya accepted the transcendental form of the Lord. Recorded January 20, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.